The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Rosh Hashanah. Masechet Rosh Hashanah has been sponsored by Mr. Sawley and Cheryl Mizrahi. Hashem Aleihem Yihyu for the Hatzlacha of both of their families, for Be'ezat Hashem, health, happiness, Parnasa, continued success, and of course, much nachat and pleasure from their children. Yiratzon, in the zechut of their dedication to the Masechet Rosh Hashanah, they will be zoche for good judgment, they will be zoche for good beracha and mazal in all their endeavors. Amen.
Amen. Today's daf has been dedicated in memory of Nuri ben Leah and Ze'ev ben Rachel, dedicated by Nuri Jaradeh.
Daf Zayin. Today's daf is being studied Le'ilu Nishmat Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenehenu b'Gan Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Vav Amud Bet, and we start three lines from the bottom. We learned in a previous Braita that regarding a Bechor, that's the firstborn animal that has Kiddushah, so therefore, we said that the Kohen is obligated to eat the animal within 1 year. We learned in the Braita above that even though a year passes, even though, let's say, three holidays do not pass, even if a year passes without three holidays, so the Kohen is over Bal Te'acher. So therefore, the Gemara now discusses from when do you start counting this the clock. When does the clock of Bechor begin? So we have a question. From when do you start counting the year? Abaye says from the time that it was born. When it becomes worthy to bring as a sacrifice. We know an animal cannot be brought as a sacrifice until it is at least 8 days old. So therefore, the question is, do you start the count for the year on the day it's born or from the day that it is acceptable for a Qur'an, which is the 8 days old? Vela pelig, there's no argument. Ha, betam, ha, beba'almum. There's no argument, we're talking about two different animals. Ha, betam, that's talking about where you have an animal, let's say, that does not have a blemish. So then already, in that case over there, we'll wait till the 8th day, because since it's not we for a korban, because it doesn't have a blemish, so therefore you have to wait 8 days, and then already you start the clock counting for the year's time. Because it's shalem, it's not we for a korban. However, let's say the animal was born with a blemish, so therefore it was never standing for sacrifice, because it always had a mum, and therefore it's only standing for eating, and therefore you start the year on the day that it is born. So that's the chiluk between from the day it's born is talking about the case where the animal was born baal mum. Therefore, it's never was never that way for a korban. Whereas the case where the animal is a shalem or a tam, then the clock of the year starts on the 8th day. So the Gemara says baal mum mi matzeh achile. Which means, is it permissible to eat an animal that's a ba'al mum immediately after it's born? Which means you have another problem. You don't know, at least until the 8th day, maybe the animal is what's called a nifil. Which means maybe it was a premature birth, and therefore we're not sure if the animal is going to even live. Which means until the 8th day, the animal has a status of questionable if it's going to live or not. And therefore, you always have to wait 8 days. Forget about the kurban aspect of it. You have to wait 8 days for an animal to take it out of this category of a nefil. Because once it lives for 8 days, then already you know it's a stable animal, and if it's a healthy animal, it'll live. So the Gemara says, even a baal mum, it's not edible immediately. Yes, still have to wait 8 days. Look how the clock should start 8 days later. The Gemara says, no, the kim lebe shekalu lo chadasha. Okay, she's talking about by the Bechor, when you know it was a full-term pregnancy. And therefore, you're not suspecting that the animal is not developed yet, that you have to wait another 8 days. When you know it was a full-term pregnancy and the animal gave birth at the end of its term, so then already you don't have to suspect that it's a nefil. And therefore, it's definitely not a nefil. And therefore, on the first day of its birth, you'd be allowed to slaughter it and eat it. Therefore, the clock starts on a baal mum on the 1st day. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a braita. Be'echad b'nisan Rosh Hashanah l'chodashim. On Rosh Chodesh, on one Nisan, that's considered the beginning of the year for the countings of the months, which means the months begin from Nisan. That's the first month. Ule'iburin, regarding leap years, the Gemara will explain, v'letrumat shekalim, meaning using the new shekalim, every Aleph Nisan, you must use the shekalim that supply the korbanot for the coming year, so the treasury uses the new coins, starting Nisan, which is the fiscal year of the Beit HaMikdash regarding the Hefer Shekel, starts on Aleph Nisan, v'yeshomim, af l'shchirut batim. Some say that also regarding your renting a house, when if a person, let's say, rents a house to his friend and says, I'm renting it to you for this year, so the year ends on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, like the Gemara will explain. So basically we see, we have a lot of cases in this Braita that our Mishnah did not discuss. Braita discusses that Aleph Nisan is considered a Rosh Hashanah for months, for leap years, Iburin, Letrumat Shekalim, for the new fiscal year for the Shekalim, and some say for Shekilut Batim. So those are four additional cases that our Mishnah did not discuss. And now the Gemara is going to bring sources for each one of these principles. Lachodashim Minalam, which is, how do I know that Nisan is indeed the first month of the year? So it says, "Dichtiv haChodesh hazeh lachem Rosh Chodashim lishon hu lachem lechodesh hashana." So we have a pasuk that says this month is the first month for all the months of the year. Now it doesn't tell us which month it is, but the pasuk continues. "Dabiru el kol adat Yisrael lemor." Speak to the people and say, "Be'asor laChodesh hazeh, the tenth of this month, v'yichudahem ishe lebet avot silabait, that they should take a sheep and tie it to the bedpost. V'yah lachem nemeshmeret adar ba'asar yom lechodesh v'shachatu oto, and they should keep it until the 14th day, and on the 14th day they're going to slaughter it." Uchtiv, and it says, Shamor et Chodesh Aviv. The Pasuk says that while we have to protect the month of the spring, and the end of the Pasuk is Ba'asita Pesach. Now, Ezeu Chodesh Yesh Bo Aviv. Now, which month of the year is the is the Aviv, which is when the wheat starts to become ripened? Havi Omer Ze Nisan. Must be that is Nisan, because we know Nisan is the month of year where the fruit start to ripen and the wheat starts to ripen as well. Vekari Le Rishon. And we saw the Pasuk said above, Rishon Hu Lachem Nechodesh Hashanah. So again, it says that there's a first month of the year, Ze Lachem Rosh Chodashim. And we know that in that month, the Jewish people had to take a Se Lebet Avot, to take a sheep. And it says that when was Pesach? Pesach was in the spring. So therefore by deduction we assume that since the spring starts in Nisan, and therefore Nisan must be the first month of the year. So the Gemara says, Ve'ema Iyar, who told you? Maybe the spring, also the fruit are blossoming and ripening in the month of Iyar as well. As well as the wheat is ripening in Iyar. So maybe Iyar is the first month of the year. Kevaras ba'inan aviv veleka. No, it has to be the spring. And in Iyar, it's not considered spring, because the spring begins in Nisan. True, there's some later fruits that ripen in Iyar, but the main of spring is in Nisan. So the Gemara says, Ve'ema le'adar. Okay. Maybe when the pasuk is b'chodesh aviv, it means Adar, because there are some fruit that do start to ripen in Adar, which is the early fruits start ripening in Adar. So maybe when it's chodesh aviv, it means Adar. To that, the Gemara says ba'inan rov aviv veleka. Now, when it says b'chodesh aviv, it means the month where the majority of fruit are ripening. Which means, yeah, you're right. You have some pre-fruit that ripen in Adar, and you have some later fruit that ripen in Iyar, but the main of Aviv is in Nisan. So the Gemara says, Midi Rov Aviv Ketiv? Does it say in the Torah, Bechodesh Rov Aviv? It just says, Bechodesh Aviv. It's any month that is Aviv. So we're back to the question. Could be it's Adar, or it is Iyar. So the Gemara now gives a new source, Ela Amar Av Hazda, meaning how do you know again Nisan is the first month of the year? Ne'acha. It says, Ach b'chamisha asad yom l'chodesh shivi'i, on the 15th day of the 7th month, which would be the 15th day of Tishri, be'ospechem et tivu'at ha'ares, when you're going to gather the wheat of the land. Now, which month is the gathering in? Is the harvesting? Havi Omer Zet Tishri. Now, that's for sure talking about Tishri. The Kakari Le Shivi'i. Now, it's calling Tishri the seventh month. And therefore, if Tishri is the seventh month, Nisan must be the first month. And that's how you know that Nisan is Rosh Chodesh. Because again, Tosfot explains that in the times of the Gemara, at this time, they knew the 12 months, which is they knew the names of the month, and they knew they were in a certain order, but they didn't know which one was first. So once already you're telling me that Tishri is number 7, so therefore we count 6 months before Tishri, and therefore we find out that it comes to Nisan, therefore Nisan must be the Rosh Chodesh for the months. Comes the Gemara and says, Ve'ema mar Heshvan, who told you? Maybe the seventh month is Mar Heshvan. Umay Shivi'i. And what does it mean when it says Bahadis is Shivi'i? Shivi'i l'Iyar. Right? Maybe Iyar is the first month of the year. And therefore, when it says Bahadis is Shivi'i, means 7 months from Iyar, you're going to have Sukkot, Hag Asif. Just because you see that it's called the seventh month. What's called the seventh month? Maybe it's the seventh month from Iyar. Therefore, Iyar is really the first month of the year. The Gemara says, "Ba'inan asif veleka." Well, the pasuk did say in the seventh month when the harvest is being done, and since the main harvest is being done in Tishri, so therefore the seventh month of the Torah must be referring to Tishri. Gemara, who told you? Ve'ema elul. Which means, yeah, the harvest does start in Elul. So therefore, maybe the harvest is Elul. Umay Shivi'i. And what does it mean, the seventh month? Shivi'i la'adar. 7 months of Adar. I mean, the Adar would be considered Rosh Hashanah. So the first month for the first month for the months of the year. So to that, the Gemara says, Ba'ina Rov Asif Veleka. Which means you need the month that the majority of the harvesting is taking place. And that does not apply to Elul. Yeah, the early harvest takes place in Elul, and the late harvest takes place in Heshvan. But the main harvest is in Tishri. So therefore Tishri is the seventh month. And therefore, the Gemara says, if Tishri is the seventh month, so 6 months before that is the first month, which would be Nisan. So the Gemara says, Midi Rov Asif Ketiv. When the Torah says in the seventh month, it's saying the month of Rov Asif, it just says Asif. And therefore, really, it could be either Mar Heshvan or Elul, the seventh month. And therefore, back to the first month, could either be Iyar or Adar. So back to the question, what's the source? Really, you don't know from the explicit Pesukim in the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu that Nisan is the first month of the year. However, we have it from the Nevi'im and the Ketubim. As we have a Pesuk, Lamadnu. It says in Zechariah, Beyom 24, La'ashte Asar Chodesh Uchodesh Shebat. Jesus was on the 24th day of the 11th month, which is Shevat. So now we know the 11th month is Shevat, so therefore we count backwards to the first month, and therefore the first month must have been Nisan. So again, we had the names of the months, and we had the order, we just didn't know where you start from. So the fact that it's called Shevat, number 11, so we just backtrack, and it'll take you to Nisan as number 1. Rabba Bar Olam says a different answer. Mehacha. I'll say the sources from here, Megillat Esther. V'telakach Esther el ha-melech Hashverosh el bet malchuto b'chodesh ha-asili u'chodesh Tevet. Again, Esther was taken in the 10th month, which is Tevet. So therefore count 9 months before that, and you'll come to Nisan, which makes it 1. Another answer, Avkana amar me'acha, again from Pasuk in Zechariah, Barba'a la-chodesh ha-tishi'i b'kislev. Which means you have a Pasuk over here, on the 4th of the month, of the 9th month of Kislev. So once you already know Kislev is the 9th, so just backtrack 8 months before that, and it puts Nisan as number 1. Comes the Gemara and says, Ravaha bar Yaakov amar mehacha. Again, another pasuk from Esther. Vayekareu sofrei ha-melech ba'etahi b'chodesh ha-shelishi u'chodesh Sivan. Right, the pasuk calls Sivan the 3rd month, and therefore 2 months before that would be Nisan, which would be number 1. Ravashi amar mehacha. Ravashi brings another pasuk, Megillat Esther. Pilpur hu agora lefnei Haman miyom liyom mechodesh lechodesh sheni ma'asar uchodesh Adar, which is the lottery of Haman came out in the 12th month, which is Adar. and therefore count backwards, and you see the first month must be Nisan. We can give another answer. Mehacha b'chodesh harishon hu chodesh Nisan, which means in the beginning of that pasuk that we just quoted, it says on the first month, which is Nisan. So therefore, it's clear that Nisan is considered the first month of the year regarding the months. So comes the Gemara and says, "Vechulehu ta'ama, vechulehu my ta'ama lo amri mehai," which means, how come they didn't just bring this last pasuk? It's explicit pasuk in Megillat Esther, "Bachodesh arishon uchodesh Nisan." What do you have to bring pasukim from Zechariah and other places? So the Gemara says, "Dilma my rishon." When it's said over there, "Bachodesh harishon," maybe rishon lemilte, which means, maybe it means it's the first month after Haman's plan. Which means, I can explain the pasuk within the first month after Haman, let's say, rose to power, then he made the lottery. So you have no proof in that pasuk that when it says Bahodesh Harishon, that it's actually talking about the Jewish calendar starts on Nisan. And I can tell you, no, Bahodesh Harishon, which means it was in the first month after Haman rose to power, he drew the lottery. Therefore, we have no ra'aya over here that it is from Nisan, therefore the other Pesukim were more explicit. Comes again and says, "Vetana didan, our Tana, how come it did not list the case of Aleph Nisan as Rosh Hashanah for the months? That was not listed in our Mishnah. Vetana didan, what about our Tana? Bashanim kamaydi." Our Mishnah is discussing all Rosh Hashanahs that have a effect on the year, which means we're counting the year for a certain law. For example, Rosh Hashanah for Melachim, the year changes. So that would be considered all the examples of our Mishnah. However, B'chodashim, lo kamayri, which means the Mishnah is not giving you a Rosh Hashanah that has an impact on counting months. It only has a case where it's impacting the counting of years. Now even though, when it said that, for example, Aleph Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for Regalim, and we learned in the previous Gemara that one is Over Bal Ta'acher, even if he delayed a 3-day Galim, according to Rabbi Shimon, for example, even though a year did not pass. So therefore, once 3-day Galim pass, it's not a year. So if you see the Mishnah is giving you scenarios that are not year calculations. So the Tosafot answers that, but the point is, since it's a calculation, that's a close to a year, which is 3 holidays, so that's practically a year. So therefore, Mishnah can list it. But here, it's just a Rosh Hashanah, Aleph Nisan for the subsequent months, but it's smaller intervals, and therefore the Mishnah does not list it. Comes the Gemara and says, Ul Iburin, which means the first of Nisan, is considered Rosh Hashanah regarding the law of leap years. So the Gemara says, Le'iburin min Nisan maninan, which means, do we count Nisan? Is that when we make the leap year? Do we start making the leap year in Nisan? V'atanya, we have a brakta, in me'abirin Hashanah lefne Rosh Hashanah. We're not allowed to make a leap year before Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because before Rosh Hashanah, it's too early for the rabbis to decide, because we're concerned that the people outside of Eretz Yisrael are going to forget that a leap year was made, because they instituted it much too before Pesach, and therefore, in the first of Adar, the 15th of Adar, which they're going to think is a regular Adar, and really the rabbis made a leap year, so therefore, they're going to treat that the first Adar like Nisan, and therefore a month later they're going to be eating Hametz on Pesach. Meanwhile, a month later is Pesach, because the rabbis made a leap year. So in order to stop the confusion, the rabbis did not announce a leap year or make a leap year before Rosh Hashanah. They wanted to make it close to the holiday so everybody will find out. But v'imir bruha, however, if they did make it before Rosh Hashanah, ena me'uberet. It is still not me'uberet. It is not valid. Aval mepnei dehak, but if let's say there's a situation where the rabbis are concerned that they're not going to be able to meet and convene, just like on top of the Romans where they banned the Achamim from meeting to make Kedusha Chod, this added month, so then the dispensations, we let you sanctify the extra month right after Rosh Hashanah immediately. Because normally even you shouldn't do it after Rosh Hashanah, you do it right before Pesach, so the people are aware. However, in this case, with the circumstances, the rabbis allowed you to do it after the miyad, which means you're able to do it immediately. which means right after Rosh Hashanah. Vafal pichen, but still in ma'avirin ela adar. But the extra month that you add is always the 12th month, which you add an extra adar. So what do you see from this braita? That the decision for Ibur Shana is never in Nisan. So what does it mean when it said in the Mishnah, Aleph Nisan Ibburin? That if you make leap years in Nisan. No. Before Rosh Hashanah, you can never make a leap year. And even after Rosh Hashanah, you can only do B'Shat HaDahak. But that's in Tishri. We're talking about Nisan. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Mai Le'Iburin. What does it mean when it says Iburin? Afsakat Iburin. It's the end of the Ibur, which means once Nisan comes, Beti cannot add another month. It's too late. Which means they have to do it within the period of Adar. However, Adar passed, now they announce Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it's too late. Iburin is over. So when it says Rosh Hashanah Iburin, it means that is the cutoff point to Iburin. Ditnan, like we have a Mishnah in Eduyot, Hen, meaning Rabbi Yoshua and the Papias, Ha'idu, they testified, Shema'abirin Hashana Kol Adar. That they say you have the whole month of Adar, until the end of Adar, Beit Din has a right to make a leap year. Shehayu Omnim, because the rabbis argue and say, Ad Purim. They say, no, you can only make the leap year until Purim. But you do see clearly, according to the first opinion of Rabbi Yoshua and Papias, that you indeed have the whole entire month of Adar to make the leap year. But once Nisan comes, it is forbidden to make a leap year. What's the logic of the rabbis that say you can only make a leap year until Purim? Since we have a statement, that the rabbi would start to teach the laws of Pesach 30 days before Pesach. The people are going to come to eat hametz. How? Because once the rabbis start teaching the laws, they're not going to pay of Pesach, they're not going to pay attention to the statement that comes from Babel that says that they made a leap year. They're going to say, hey, the rabbis wouldn't have started teaching Pesach. They're going to take the rabbis' teaching of the laws of Pesach 30 days before seriously. And now they're going to, next month, on the 15th of Adar, which is really Adar Sheni, they're going to treat as Pesach. And then in the next month, which is really Nisan, they're not going to treat as Pesach. They're going to come to Mizazel B'Hametz. So therefore, the Hakamim said that since the rabbis talk about the laws of Pesach 30 days before, so therefore once Purim comes, which is 30 days before, the rabbis cannot make any more leap year decisions. Ve'idach. Oh, so the question is, what about the other rabbis, which need to be Yoshua and the Papias? They said you have the whole Adar. How come they're not concerned about this mistake that can be made? Meda yediyah, because the people know. That's the leap years depending on mathematical calculations. Vesavis, so the people will think, the rabbis couldn't figure out the mathematics until this late time. Which is, they're not going to say, well, since we started learning the laws of Pesach, so that's it's really Pesach coming out next, so not a leap year. No, they'll say, listen, we started learning the laws of Pesach, but you know what? The reason maybe why the rabbis at the end of the month came and decided a leap year, because they weren't able to figure out the mathematical calculations, if it's worthy or not. Now they figured it out, so therefore, it would be, when it says Aleph Nisan, it means Aleph Nisan for leap years, meaning that the leap year is over when it gets to Aleph Nisan. And the Mahloket is, how far in Adar could you go? So if the Shita of Rabbi Yoshua and Papias come along and say that you have the whole entire Adar, and the logic being why you have the whole entire Adar is because we're not worried that the people are not going to take it seriously. The people know that it's a mathematical calculation. Sometimes you have to figure it out till it takes them time to the end. According to the first opinion, according to the second opinion of Hakamim, you can only make the Kiddush HaChodesh until, but you add the extra month until the 15th, because once the 15th comes already, they start learning Hilchot Pesach, and therefore they're not going to take the Ibur seriously. Comes Gemara and says, V'tana didan, how come our Tana did not list that Aleph Nisan is considered the end of the leap year, which means once Aleph Nisan comes, the rabbis cannot retract and make a leap year retroactively. So Gemara is about Hala Kamayri, Bafsakalo Kamayri. Our Mishnah is talking about the beginning of things. However, it's not discussing the end of things. And therefore, Ibur Shana is the ending of something. And therefore, our Mishnah is not discussing when the halakot end. We're discussing over here going forward. That the year begins on these things, not ends. We continue with Tumat Shekalim. We learned that what? In our Mishnah, that one Nisan, actually in the Braita, is the Rosh Hashanah for the collecting of the new Shekalim for the new fiscal year of the Bet HaMikdash. How do you know that Nisan is the cutoff point of the fiscal year? It says by the Korban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. Zot olat chodesh bechodshe o chodsho lechodshe hashana. There's a lot of words chodesh in this pasuk. Zot olat chodesh, the daily, the monthly korban, bechodsho in its month, lechodshe to the months of the year. So give us the Abra Torah hadesh vehaveh korban mitruma hadasha. So the drashah that the Hakamim give on this pasuk is, haveh vehadesh, bring new coins for the korban, for the trumat alishka, hadasha, for the upkeep of the Beit HaMikdash. So the word Chodesh that's written several times is really actually saying Hadesh, which means bring new coins. Now, which month do you bring the coins? Well, Gemara Ketuz, Vegamri Shana Shana Minisan. We have a Gezerah Shava on the word Shana that's written by Nisan to another Pasuk. It says, Tekhtiv Rishon Ulachem Nechotche Hashana. By Rosh Chodesh of the first month of the year, it says Rishon Ulachem Nechotche Hashana. So it says the word Hashana, and it says over here by the pasuk that they quoted in Bamidbar, Zot olat chodesh bechodsho lechodshe hashana. So since both pasukim refer to months and years, so it's similar to that. And just like in the first pasuk, it was referring to, just like in the second pasuk over when it says Rishon olachem lechodshe hashana, it's referring to Nisan. So to in the first pasuk when it says Zot olat chodesh bechodsho lechodshe hashana, that the month that you start using the new funding for the Beit HaMikdash is Nisan as well. Who told you? Maybe we have the word Shana written by another month, which means by Tishri, and maybe Tishri becomes the cutoff point for Shekalim. How do we know? Dechti Mereshit Hashana. We have a pasuk that calls Rosh Hashanah Mereshit Hashana, the beginning of the year. Danin Shana Shiesh Ima Hodashim. Mishana Shiesh Ima Hodashim. Ve'en Danin Shana Shiesh Ima Hodashim. Mishana Shiesh Ima Hodashim. Which means the Gemara is basically saying we derive a Hekesh from a year that has months to a year that has months, and not to a year that doesn't have months to a year that does have months. Which means in the case of Chodesh Nisan, it says Zot Olat Chodesh Bechodsho Lechodshe Hashana. And therefore, it says Chodshe Shana. And therefore, both Pesukim, when it says Nishonu Lachem Lechodshe Hashana, and the Pesuk of the Chodesh of Rosh Chodesh, it says Lechodshe Hashana. So you have Chodesh and Shana in the same Pesuk, so that you can learn. However, the Shana She'en Ima Chodashim, that would be Mereshit Hashana. That's the Pesuk by Tishri. It does not say anything about months. Therefore, we keep the Derasha to the months. And therefore, since by the Pesukim of the months, it's referring to Nisan, like it says, so that's more favorable to learn from that a hekesh to the pasuk of Zot Latchosh Bechodsho Lechodsho Shana. So there's a Shana there which is preceded by months. So this Shana also is preceded by months. And therefore, we learn that Aleph Nisan is the new fiscal year for the Terumat Hashkalim. Comes the Gemara now, says some laws regarding Korbanot Tzibur. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Korbanot Tzibur Abayim Be'ahad Nisan. That's a Korban Tzibur that comes on the first of Nisan. Mitzvah Lavi Min Hadash. It's a mitzvah to bring from the new coins. Ve'im Evi Min Hayasha. But if you brought, let's say, from Lish Yeshekalim, Yatsa. But the Abad Korban is okay. Ela Sheheser Mitzvah. Just if you are lacking in the mitzvah because you didn't bring from the new coins. It's a mitzvah to bring from the new coins. You don't get that reward of bringing for the new coins. Tanya Nami Achimim Abraita, the support is Korbanot Sibud Abayin Be'ahad Nisan. Korbanot Sibud brought on the first of Nisan, Mitzvah Levim and Hadash. It's a mitzvah to be from the new fiscal coins. Vimevim and Ayashab, if you brought from the old Yatza, La Shechiser Mitzvah, but you're lacking in the Mitzvah. Viyahich in that Dev Mishal, let's say an individual wants to donate money in order to buy Korbanot Sibud, which is public Korbanot, from his private funds, Kishirin. It's okay. However, on condition that at the time that he consecrates his money, he consecrated that it should be for Kodesh Sibur, which is for the people. It's not enough for him to donate the money. If he just donates the money, it's considered a korban sibur coming from private money. That's not good. He has to actually donate the money full-heartedly to the sibur. Now the money can be used. The Gemara's a pshita. But isn't that obvious over here? Which means if he doesn't sanctify for the sibur, or I should say if he does sanctify for the sibur, why shouldn't it be good? Now it's considered mamon sibur. He donated it, that it should be brought al dat of the sibur. So isn't that obvious? Ki was ma'u detema lihush sheme loyim serem le sibur yafe yafe. Because I might have said that's not good because he might not full heartedly give over the animal to the sibur, and therefore it's going to be pasul because it's considered like a private ownership. Kamash ma'alan. So we learn from over here that what we don't suspect that, and therefore it is permissible to bring a korban sibur that a yahid donated l'shem sibur, and the chidush is that the Rosh Hashanah of this is also Aleph Nisan, which means once Nisan passes, so then already the person is Oved, which means if a person, you're really supposed to bring the Korbanot, you're supposed to bring the Korban on Aleph Nisan from the new funding, but I'm sorry, we're giving a case over here that if a person brought private korban, but he donated it to the sibur, the hadush is that it's okay. So the Gemara is a pshita, of course, it's okay. You might think that he didn't donate it full heartedly. I go back. You might think he might not donate it full heartedly, therefore it should not be good. Kamash malan, that what we assume that he did donate it full heartedly, and therefore it is considered a legal korban sibur. Oh, so comes the Gemara and says, Vetana didan. How come our Mishnah did not list Aleph Nisan being the cutoff point for shekalim? Says Kevan that Ktani, since we just learned imevi yatzah, that if you brought from last year's coins, but the avad yatzah lo psikal, it's not conclusive. Which means since you can get out of it, you really can't call it Rosh Hashanah. Since bottom, even if you brought before Nisan, but the avad it's okay. So therefore, we only brought the cases in the Mishnah which are conclusive, and you cannot get around them. Ve'yeshomrim, the Baita continues after skirut batim, that this law also applies for the renting of houses. Tanu Rabbanan, which is which law applies, that Aleph Nisan is considered Rosh Hashanah for renting of houses. Tanu Rabbanan, a maskir by Tahav Rosh Hashanah. Person rents a house to his friend for 1 year. If that's what he said, so you count 12 months from the day that you rented from. If you said, I'm renting it here for this year, even if he took possession on the 1st of Adar, once Aleph Nisan rolls around, that's considered a year, and therefore the person that rented, that the one that's renting the apartment, he has to leave, because he only has a 1 year lease. And even according to the opinion that says that 1 day of the year is considered a year, and therefore seemingly he should say that even if the guy got the lease on the 29th of Adar, once Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes already, it should be considered a year, he can throw him out. He says, no, even that opinion that says 1 day is considered a year, that's for other laws, but not for the law of Sechirut Batim. Why? Shani achad lo tarach inish lemegar beta lebatsim betatin yomin. Because a person is not going to go through all the inconvenience and bother to rent a house less than 30 days. And therefore, for sure, he had in mind at least for 30 days. Therefore, if let's say he rented the house on Aleph Adar, good, so that's 30 days till Nisan. Once Nisan comes, it's considered a year, you can throw him out. However, let's say he released it on the 2nd of Adar. Since it's less than 30 days, so the year is not up until the subsequent year on Beit Adar. Comes again, Ve'ema Tishri. Who told you that Sechirut Batim goes to Nisan? Maybe it goes to Tishri. And therefore say the same laws regarding Elul. That if you rented it in Elul, so he has a month, and then once Tishri rolls around, then already it's considered 1 year. Maybe the Rosh Hashanah for Sechirut Batim is Tishri. Stam ki agar inash betah. Stam, when a person rents a house, lechulu yimot tegeshemi magar. He rents it for the entire winter season. If it does not make sense, then you're going to say Rosh Hashanah is the cutoff point in the middle of the winter. Because a person, even if he takes it, let's say, in Rosh Chodesh Elul, his kavanah for the winter, he wants to stay for the long haul. So therefore, his kavanah is not that the Tishri can tack a year on him. So therefore, we'll say that it's talking about Nisan. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? V'tana kama de b'raita V'tanedidam, which means you have two opinions. First, you have our Tana of the Mishnah that did not list Aleph Tisan for Sechirut Batim, and as well, you have the Tanakama of the Braita that says when you rent a house to a friend, you have one full year. You don't go with the Nisan rule. So what's their logic? V'tanedidam, b'nisan namim ishtakash shchiyach kitre. There's a lot of clouds in Nisan as well with rain, and therefore a person in Nisan also you cannot say that he's going to. So therefore, Nisan is considered like the rainy season. And therefore, a person that rents in the Nisan area of the time of year, his intention is for the whole season. Just like we say for the rainy season, that the sheets for the whole season, so too here also. Therefore, you cannot say that it means, which is when it said, a maskir bayit lahavero, you tell me Aleph Nisan is the cutoff. No, according to Tanakhama, no, it's not the cutoff. Because we don't say that a person only wants to rent for 30 days and you're going to get him on Nisan as year one. So no, we don't say that because a person's mind, even in the spring, like Nisan time, wants to rent it for the whole season. And therefore you cannot kick him out after 30 days. So that's the reason why our Mishnah does not list Aleph Nisan for Shechirut Batim. Because even for that, a person wants the flexibility, because he doesn't want to change. He just like he rents for the whole season in the winter, he rents for the whole season in Nisan as well. And therefore, the socher, the one that's renting a house, he has the advantage. We don't say Aleph Nisan already, attack on a year. Comes the Gemara and continues, Be'ahad Be'elul, Rosh Hashanah L'Maaser Be'emah. So we said on Rosh Chodesh Elul, on one Elul, that's already Rosh Hashanah for Maaser Behemah. You have to, like we learned in the Mishnah, you have to give 10% of your animals. So the point is you have to give 10% of this year's animals, and you have to take it from this year's crop. You can't take 10% from last year's crop on this year. So the cutoff point for the year is one Elul. So the Gemara says, Mani, who's the author of this Mishnah that says that the Rosh Hashanah for Maaser Behemah is indeed Aleph Elul? Rabbi Meir, it's Rabbi Meir, Ditnan, Rabbi Meir Omer, Behad Be'elul, Rosh Hashanah Maaser Behemah. Good. The Mishnah continues, Valir Galim, regarding counting the Galim for a Korban, we said that what? It starts in Nisan, meaning on Pesach. Now who's the opinion of that? Mani, Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon says that the three Galim have to be in order, starting with Pesach. Now we go to the third case of the Mishnah. Ema Sefa, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. We have a statement of Rabbi Shimon that says, Be'ehad b'tishri, that Maaser Behemah is an Aleph Tishri. So now the Mishnah is very strange, because it starts off with Rabbi Meir, and then, which means, Rabbi Meir is the opinion that says, that Rosh Hashanah for Maaser Behemah is Aleph Elul, and then you go to the Galim, and you tell me what, that it's going according to Rabbi Shimon, right? Because the regalim for Baal Ta'achir starts in Nisan, which is Pesach. And then you bring me the Sefa that says that Be'azav Rabbi Shimon Omrim, that Rosh Hashanah is for Maaser Behemah. So the Gemara says, Resha Ve'Sefa Rabbi Shimon Umsi'ata Rabbi Meir, which means the Resha of the Mishnah, the first part and the last part you tell me is following Rabbi Shimon. However, you're telling me the middle part, which talks about that one Elul is Maaser Behemah, which is the middle of the Mishnah. You tell me that's going like the Bimeir, so it doesn't make sense that you say one Mishnah has two authors. Which means the Maaser Behemah, this is Aleph Elul, is the Bimeir. Now before that, the Bishimon says that it is Aleph Tishri. And at the end of the Mishnah, we have the Bishimon. In the beginning of the Mishnah, we have Regalim, I should say, it's the beginning of the Mishnah. We say Regalim is Aleph Nisan. So the Resha by Regalim is Rabbi Shimon. The Sefa by Maaser Behemah, which is Aleph which is Aleph Tishri, which is Maaser Behemah, is also Rabbi Shimon. And the middle that says Maaser Behemah is Elul, that's Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara says, you have the Resha and the Sefa is Rabbi Shimon, and the middle is Rabbi Meir. That doesn't make sense. Amar of Yosef, Rabbi, really the whole Mishnah is Rabbi. V'nasiv la'alibah detana'e, which is, and he himself picked and choose which rabbi he holds, like Birgalim, regarding the Regalim, Savalak and Rabbi Shimon. He holds like Rabbi Shimon, and therefore the Regalim start by Pesach. Regarding Maaser Behemah, he follows the Bimeir that it's Aleph Elul. So therefore really, it's not two authors of the Mishnah, it's one author to be, but he just picks Legabei regalim, he holds like Rabbi Shimon, that it's Pesach, the first regal. And when it comes to Maaser Behema, he holds like Rabbi Meir, that it is Aleph Elus. The Gemara says, hold it. If that's the case, Arba, why don't you only tell me that there's four Rosh Hashanahs, Hamishavu, there's really five. Let's count them. Number one, Aleph Nisan would be Rosh Hashanah for Melachim. And then you would have the 15th of Nisan would be Rosh Hashanah for the Galim, which means that's when you count the Galim starting with Pesach. Then you would have one Elul would be Maaser Behema. One Tishri is Rosh Hashanah for years, Shemitot, Yovlot. The fifth one would be the two Bishvat, the 15th of Shvat would be Rosh Hashanah for Ilanot. Which is if you tell me that Rabbi holds like Rabbi Meir, you have a fifth Rosh Hashanah, you have Aleph Elul, which is Rosh Hashanah for Maaser Behema, besides the other four. So the Mishnah should have said, there are five Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara gives a few answers. Amar Rava, Arba'a Ledivre Hakol. Which all he was saying, the Mishnah, is at least there are four Rosh Hashanahs according to everybody. Which means, Rabbi Meir, Arba'a. According to Rabbi Meir, there's four. Why? Because Dal Regalim. Because take out regalim. So if you remember we learned earlier, according to the Bimi'ir, once one regal passes, already you're over on Bal Ta'achir. So he doesn't hold that regalim start with Pesach and go in order with three regalim. So the regalim deletes. So therefore you're left with four, according to the Bimi'ir. According to the Bishimon that says that you do have regalim that start on Pesach, Arba'a, you still have four. Why? Dal Maaser Behema. Take away Maaser Behema, because he says that Maaser Behema doesn't start on Aleph Elul, starts on Aleph Tishri. So all the, but it says Arba'a means whichever opinion you're going to take, they only hold four. No opinion holds five, which is either Rabbi Shimon holds four, the way he counts it, because he takes out Maaser Behema, because he says that's Aleph Tishri, which the Mishnah counted that one already. And according to Rabbi Meir, it's also only four, because he takes out Regalim, because he doesn't know that you have three Regalim from Bata. He holds you're the immediate on the first holiday. Comes together and says another answer. That when it says Arba'a, it doesn't mean there are four Rosh Hashanahs. It means there are 4 months that have in them several Rosh Hashanahs. Which means all the Mishnah's listing is the months themselves, but not the dates. And therefore, there's only 4 months. Which means you have Nisan. And Nisan, you're counting it for Regalim. And you're also counting it for Melachim. So therefore, in that month already, you counted two items. And therefore, it's 4 months that have several different Rosh Hashanahs in them. Metivet Gemara has a question. Shisha Asar B'Nisan Rosh Hashanah La'Omer. We said on the 16th of Nisan, that's the Rosh Hashanah for Omer, which means from that day on, it is permissible to eat the new crop of wheat. Shisha B'Sivan on the 6th of Sivan Rosh Hashanah L'Shtei Alechem. That's the day on the 6th of Sivan that we bring a korban made out of wheat. It's called Shtei Alechem. And on that day, it allows us now to bring as Menachot the new crop, which means on the second day of Pesach, which is the 16th of Nisan, the crop becomes permissible for human consumption, the wheat crop. On the 6th of Sivan, when we bring the Korban Shtei Alechem, the new wheat becomes permissible to bring as fit for God, meaning as a mincha. So comes the Gemara and says, now, if these are counted, meaning if you're counting Shisha Asar B'Nisan, now if you're counting also the Sivan, which is, that's when it's Rosh Hashanah for the anniversary, or the new time where you can start using the new wheat for Korbanot, so wait, you have a new month here. L'Rava, according to Rava, that what everybody agrees, that what, that there's really four Rosh Hashanahs. Right, that was his answer to the Mishnah. That according to Rabbi Meir, there's four Rosh Hashanahs, because take out Regalim, and according to Rabbi Shimon, there's four Regalim, because he takes out Aleph Elul for Maaser Behema. Wait, L'Rava, Litni Shisha. There's really six, because you have to add these two. You have to add Shisha Asar B'Nisan, and you have to also add Shisha B'Sivan. Ulav Nachman B'Ritzhak Litni Hamisha. And according to Rav Nachman, that says, no, we're just counting the months that there are Shanim. You have to add another month, because we now included Sivan, because Sivan also has Rosh Hashanah for Shtei Alechem. Amar Papa, Kika Hashiv, Mide Dehayil Me'urta. Our Mishnah is only listing Rosh Hashanahs that start from the evening. Midi de lo hayil meurta, but items that don't start from the evening, lo ka hashiv. And therefore, these two items, which we said, on the 16th of Nisan, you're allowed to start eating from the new crop. That doesn't start till the day of the 16th. And for that matter, that you're allowed to bring menachot from the new crop, that only starts in the day of the 6th of Sivan. And therefore, those are not counted, because the cases of our Mishnah, the laws begin from the night of those days. And that's why these are not counted as part of the Mishnah. Because what do you mean? Regarding the law of regalim, that you have three holidays before you oved on Bal Ta'achir, the law highly me'urta, which is the Isur Bal Ta'achir, does not start at night, because on the night of the first night of Pesach, you can't bring Korban. Korban can only be brought in the day. So therefore, seemingly the law of Bal Ta'achir, when it's over, only applies in the day. You're not over Bal Ta'achir at night. So therefore you see, again, a case where the Torah's, the Mishnah is listing a Rosh Hashanah that has its applicability only in the day and not from the night. V'kahash even is still listed. So therefore, why doesn't it list the cases of the 16th of Nisan and the 6th of Sivan, which also are items that start the day? So the Gemara says, no. Le'aituye me'ikara me'hayev v'kai, which means, when is the person obligated to bring the Qurban? He's obligated, he has 3 months, let's say, three holidays to bring it. However, it starts from when he made his neder, which means once already he made his neder, he's obligated right away. Which is even before the first regel came, the man is obligated to fulfill his neder. So it's not the regel that is the starting point that he has to bring the Qurban. The already starting point is from the time of Neder. All the three holidays is you count when he's going to be over Bal Ta'achir. And therefore, you don't count the Bal Ta'achir from when he can bring the Qurban. The Bal Ta'achir is from the time that he made the Neder. That's already, when he went into the holiday, he had a neder on him. And therefore, that's considered also starting from the night as well. Which means, originally the Gemara said that since the Qurban can only be brought in the day, so therefore it's considered a day item. The Hayyub doesn't start at night. So we're saying, no, really, he's obligated before the holiday even started. Which means he's obligated from his neder. And from the neder, then he has to count three, the galim. But you're counting really from the obligation of his neder, which therefore he's going into the holiday even at night, he is hayav to bring it. If it starts from the beginning, comes the Gemara and says, "Vare yovlot de lo hayli meurta." A Mishnah listed the laws of Yovel. That what? That on Yovel, the Kippur of Yovel, the 50th year, blow the shofar, and there's many laws that apply by the blowing of the shofar, but that's a day item, v'kahashiv. So therefore you list in Yovel, even though it has no ramification at night on Aleph Tishri, it only has a ramification by the day. So again, when the Torah says to blow the shofar on Yom Kippur, so that's in the day. And still the Mishnah lists it, that it's considered Rosh Hashanah for Yovlot. Tishri is considered Rosh Hashanah for Yovlot. So Gemara says, the Bishmael ben Osh, Rabbi Yohanan Merokahi, Tamar, Mirosh Hashanah, Hayil Yovel. So this is going according to the opinion that says what? That from Rosh Hashanah, from one Tishri starts the Yovel, even from the night of Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, since from the night of Rosh Hashanah starts the laws of Yovel, so therefore the Mishnah is correct when it says Aleph Tishri is for Yovel, because that's going according to the opinion. It says not from the Kippur, it's from Rosh Hashanah, and it starts from the night as well. So therefore, the laws of Yovel start on Aleph Tishri. According to other opinions, it starts on the day of Kippur when you blow the shofar. In any event, you see what? Our Mishnah's basic rule is that it's all items that start from the night. Therefore, it did not list the case of the 16th of Nisan, because the 16th of Nisan Korban HaOmer is a day item, as well as the 6th of Sivan, which happens in the day. Let's just read Rashi. Let's start the first wide line in Nashi Ba'arid Galim. Going back to the case of the Galim. Tiktani matnitin. We learned in our Mishnah the anyan bal ta'acher regarding the laws of bal ta'acher. The kasa kadadak zman bal ta'acher, that the time that you over bal ta'acher lav meurtau, it's not from the night kishikadesh hayom chayil. Kishikadesh hayom. Sorry, that when the night began, when the holiday began. Ela ad shetavo shashi ruya lavi, the dream in the davot. You're not going to be over until it's possible that you can bring the korban on. And when's that? The enzot ad sheyakriv tamid shel shachar. And that's only until after they brought the korban tamid shel shachar in the morning. She'en korban kodem lo, because you're not going to bring anything before it. Umeshanin ano latuya me'ikara mechayev vekai, which is you're obligated to bring the korban immediately from the time of the neder. Lavi korban nedro mechayev ve'omed meshash shenadar, from the time that he made the neder. Vayal lakriv me'erev aregel, which is you should have brought it from before the holiday. Ve'lod bo'u legalim lebal ta'acher le'inyan akrabat korban, which means the law of the holidays is just when you're going to be over bal ta'acher, but the obligation is already going into the holiday. Which means the obligation is even at night. Granted, you're not going to be over until three holidays pass, and therefore, since the obligation, you went into the holiday obligated, so even at night you were obligated. Therefore, it's considered a night item, and therefore the Mishnah lists it. Baruch Adonai le'olam, amen ve'amen.